This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the man they can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's
Lars Eller! Trash, EMT for short. Wonder if we best, once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time, we provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks, it's Rule 76.
Not only are we making plenty of picks, but the NFL Draft Round 1 is in the books. 1-800-919-3776. So much to get into. The Knicks went up against that punk, that dirty punk known as Joel Embiid, who's a terrific player, but a punk. And we'll get into that as well. We're going to bring back, because it's a special Friday, we're going to bring back a very special segment later in the show. I believe it's called, how do you say it? The Football Frenzy. And our arch enemy, Imani Toomer, will join the show to break down the Giants and get into the pickleball at 8:30 this morning. Plays of the week, very popular. Before we get to any of it, we say good morning to one Rick DiPietro. Hi, Rick.
Oh, hello, David. Let's face it, too.
What?
Just that round one of the NFL draft.
Yeah.
So you need to have a football frenzy. And on top of that, we're probably going to spend at least 2 of the 4 hours roasting Joel Embiid anyway.
Right. It'll be like a built-in roast.
Right. It's a full day of roasting Joel Embiid.
I wish I could actually verbalize what I actually think about him right now.
I can kind of see where you're going with that. I think people understand how you feel about it. And for all those people that are upset that guys fight in hockey, this is why guys fight in hockey.
Yeah,
well, because you're going to act a little bit
in basketball.
You're going to act a little bit differently when you know you're going to have to drop your gloves and get punched in the face.
Ugh.
It's not just him either. Kyle Lowry took a swipe right at Dante's face.
Awful. He's a dirty player, Joel Embiid. You can't convince me otherwise. We'll get into it as the morning rolls along. Let's start with the draft. 1-800-919-3776. I think we start with the Giants, right? That was the bigger topic. And are they going to take quarterback? And J.J. McCarthy, who have you spent the most time with? The Giants. We went over this. We went over that. It seems they love me. I love them. The whole system. They have a chance to take him. 6th overall. Giants will take Malik Nabers. I'm upset that I have to deal with Daniel Jones, it looks like, for another year. But I love Malik Nabers.
I think everyone loves Malik Nabers. Joe Shane loves Malik Nabers. And Brian Daboll loves Malik Nabers. They like Drake May better. And that sounds like who they were actually trying to get up
guy.
And get. Right, made big offers towards the end of the time the Patriots are on the clock, and the Patriots are like, no, this is who we're going to take. It makes no sense for us. We need a quarterback. But I know you wanted a quarterback, and people were texting me yesterday, is Dave happy with the pick? I said, Dave recognizes that Drake May was the guy.
Right.
It's out of his hands because the Patriots control whether or not they want to make a deal.
Yeah, you couldn't get Drake May.
Right. We'll get into that whole thing in a second about how important the wins are and the momentum. But the last thing you would want is just take a quarterback for the sake of taking a quarterback. You can't just take J.J. McCarthy because, you know, we need a quarterback. You got to take a guy that you believe can be your franchise quarterback. And they clearly didn't think that J.J. McCarthy was. And we talked to Jordan Renan yesterday, and he's like, well, I don't know if teams would go to that kind of extreme. Well, why wouldn't you? If your mindset was, we want to make sure we get one of these top three receivers and we got the 6th pick, of course you're going to let it, you know, people think, yeah, we love J.J. McCarthy or we like Michael Penix. Why wouldn't you put that out there so a team has to jump over you to take a quarterback, now freeing you up to have your choice of, as it turns out, Nabers and Adunze?
Right. I mean, they told you basically they might have liked J.J. McCarthy. They didn't love J.J. McCarthy. And they realistically never intended, I imagine, to take him. Now, here's what's awkward for me, and I hate
Hold on. Well, I think you also have to understand, though. So, I mean, and we get ourselves all worked up, and you start to get creative, right? When we're doing our mock drafts and everything else, God, there's going to be this many trades, and it's going to be wild. And then the draft hits, and it's like, nope. Bears are going to take Williams. Daniels is going to go 2. May's going to go 3. Harrison Jr. is going to go 4. There was still the chance that that Neighbors could go five.
Yeah, I guess they could have taken him five, and I don't know what the Giants would have done. But I can't imagine they would have taken McCarthy five, six.
But
like, even,
you have
even if Neighbors was gone, I can't imagine it.
Right, but you have to do your due diligence. Right, so like the reason why you're doing that is because you're gonna, I mean, you're gonna have players graded a certain way. Like this is, we think, like Mel does, right? Mel has his mock draft, what he teams, you know, what he thinks teams are gonna do, but he also has his best, like how he ranks these guys as far as talent, best players. Like this is the best player available. Doesn't have nothing to do with the teams and everything else. So they got to figure out, you know, if it's not Malik Nabers, who we think is the best of the receivers, and it's gonna be someone else. Do we think that J.J. McCarthy is better than Roma Dunze? Right, like, so you have to. I
don't know.
But you have to go through that process to make sure.
Right, but if like you have to figure that you value the quarterback 10 times more than the receiver, right? Even if you love the receiver, if the quarterback is someone that you look at and say, if you say he's going to be a really good quarterback, he's going to be the next Jerry Rice. Like who would you rather have? Because the quarterback is just that important in the draft.
Right, but I also think you need to understand that. The quarterback is the most important position. I don't disagree with you. But you still want to make sure you put the time and effort in to know that if something does happen and Malik Nabers isn't available, do we think that J.J. McCarthy is good enough where we don't take, like, he's not our favorite quarterback, but we think he's good enough that we'll pick him at six because our main target wasn't available.
And again, I don't know this. I would guess that they wouldn't have done that. That would be
they would
guess.
Have still. They probably still would have gone.
Either they would have. And again, I don't know. I'm guessing that they would either traded back, or they would have taken Roma Dunze. Would be my guess, but I don't know.
It's smart regardless, though, because Either way, like you got to do. I mean, why wouldn't you? You have these visits and everything else to do it. You want to get as much information as humanly possible. A lot of these teams will do it anyway, just in case you know those quarterbacks become available at some point. They can go back to their
scouting reports, and this is what we like, this is what we didn't. Now, this is unfortunate. Now I, because of who I am, have to root against J.J. McCarthy for his entire career.
Well, apparently Minnesota's where J.J. McCarthy wanted to end up. Well, it's a good spot.
Talk about a great landing spot.
Great landing spot.
You got a good offensive line. You're playing in with no weather, right? You're indoors. And you have, if not the best, the second or third best receiver in all of football. You have another young stud receiver. And when healthy, and that will happen probably towards the latter end of next season, you have an excellent tight end as well.
And you have a really good offensive-minded head coach.
Yes. No, it's a great landing spot. But I'm not saying that's where I don't care about what he wanted. I'm saying what I need. I can't have him be great. If he's great, he's always going to be the guy I passed up on.
Yeah, right. But see, I hate when you get into stuff like this because, I mean, Minnesota is offensively much further along than the Giants are.
Okay.
So, if he flashes early, I mean, you can't get that upset about it.
I'm not saying if he flashes early and he looks good and then he's fine in his career, that's fine. If he's a stud, if he's the next star quarterback in the NFL, I won't be able to live with myself.
That'll be tough.
Is what I'm saying. Yeah, it'll be brutal.
Because now where are we getting the quarterback now?
I mean, apparently it's another year of Daniel Jones, which I don't love. And now, how am I getting this guy? Maybe Kirk Cousins is available.
Maybe Kirk Cousins. Maybe Dak Prescott. I still can't believe that they drafted Penix.
Why would they do that? Explain to me why would they do that?
All right, so how this works is, he'll be 24 here.
Right.
So he's going to be 24 years old. So they give Cousins the four-year, $180 million deal. So the way it looks is he's going to make $62.5 million this season. If they cut him ahead of next season, it's going to cost them at least $40 million against the cap, dead money. If they wait, so now if Penix sits for 2 years, the dead cap goes down to 12.5. So
why would you take a guy that you have to wait 2 years on?
You knew
you could get Penix.
Well, who knows if you could get Penix? It sounded like Vegas was going to take Penix.
That has to be the reason
because the Jets were trying to get a Dunze.
Yeah, the Jets wanted a Dunze, correct.
Right, and I had them trading up with Atlanta not having any idea that they wanted freaking Michael Penix.
It's so bizarre. Why would you want Penix? You have a quarterback. You have a good quarterback.
Well, yeah, but I mean, your team has a legitimate chance now in the NFC South, but they figure Kirk Cousins at his age coming on off Achilles, right? Better to take a quarterback before you need one, I guess. I don't know how you invest that much money in one position. And it seems like you're like, okay, let's take that next step. Let's really try to compete here for the division and don't add somebody with the eighth overall pick to help you do that.
It makes zero sense. By the way, RJ.
Yes, RJ. Dave.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Good. Who? I honestly don't know this. Who won the our picks?
Well,
it's clear he didn't read the the rundown.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
So this is anticlimactic for many reasons.
Well, no, because I have a really good argument I could make once you tell us the results.
I'm interested.
That I already know.
Well, if we're going strictly off who went where,
right?
Not how, why trades this and that,
which is what we were supposed to go off of.
It's a tie.
4-4.
5-5.
5-5.
Okay, here's why, RJ. I will make my case that I should still win now. I have the tiebreaker.
RJ, don't you dare fall for this. I don't even know what he's going to say. This makes zero sense.
RJ, I think this is legitimate.
Well, Rick read the email, so he has my attention.
Okay, right. Thank you.
But I don't make fun of your height all the time like he does.
We both have J.J. McCarthy going to Minnesota, right? In our mocks?
That's correct.
Right. I, unlike Dave, have the Giants passing on J.J. McCarthy. He has the Giants taking Malik Nabers because J.J. McCarthy's already gone in his mock draft.
I see your logic.
See what I'm saying?
No.
So I knew that the Giants were bluffing.
Honestly, I question, if you guys fall for this,
well, that's a great argument.
Ball trick, you guys are the dumbest,
I don't think
you're dumb.
It's a terrific argument.
The facts are what they are. So
that was not the rules.
I'm on your side with this,
Dave. And we found out that the Jets wanted a Dunze. I said.
Yeah, okay. So because we found out the Jets wanted a Dunze, he should win.
Rick makes a compelling argument.
It's not compelling.
I can't help that the Falcons don't know what the hell they're doing.
Yeah, it's a Hail Mary in the 11th hour.
He's drafting like he's in a keeper league.
Yeah, I mean, you had Roma Dunze being wanted by the Colts. I didn't hear that at all. But I did hear Roma Dunze was wanted by the Jets, so it's interesting.
And try to trade up.
Yeah.
Which I did in my mind.
All right, you know what? RJ, I'm gonna say nothing now. I'm gonna let you deliberate, and you tell me who wins. Is it a tie? Does he win, or do I win?
While it is a compelling argument, I think it has to go down as a tie.
Course, it goes down as a tie.
You stink, RJ. I mean, just have some fun once.
No, the fact that you would even try to push this narrative is embarrassing for you. And you know, your entire family. Why would you push this?
Why are you bringing the family?
Why are you bringing my family?
Because it's such an embarrassing argument that
I think it's a great argument.
Should be horrified by this.
Let me ask you a question now. If J.J. McCarthy was available in your mind as you do in your mock draft at 6, do the Giants take him?
I don't know.
I did.
Okay, but it doesn't matter.
I did, because he was available, and I passed.
That was not the rules of the game.
No,
those weren't the rules of the game.
I should get an extra point for being in Joe Shane's head and Joe Douglas's head.
Oh, my God.
Some of us were built to be GMs, and some of us weren't.
Yeah, okay.
Some of us can play the game.
Some of us follow rules, and some of us just do what they want. Some of us fall asleep in meetings, and some of us don't.
You probably get hired by the Falcons. I probably get hired by a good team. Mm-hmm. Yeah, same team that decided that as they were running through their search for a coach that Bill Belichick wouldn't be in their top three.
Think about the offseason they've had, huh?
Well done, Falcons.
We'll sign Cousins, and no one was turned off by that. That seemed like a good signing, smart signing at the time. We don't want Belichick, and we'll take a redundant position, of which you can play one.
With the eighth overall pick.
It's brilliant. So, the Jets. I like what the Jets did. I don't know how you could call today, unless you love J.J. McCarthy. Like, that'd be the only way. If you think J.J. McCarthy is going to be an absolute star, because the Giants love Drake May, they tried to get him, they couldn't get him. They now took Malik Nabers, who they love, period, end for the Giants. The only way I think you could hate what the Giants did is if you love J.J. McCarthy. The Jets, I don't know how you couldn't like what the Jets did. They needed the offensive lineman. They took the offensive lineman. It's obviously the one they had at that moment rated the highest on their board. And they got another pick in return for moving back one slot and not losing out on the guy they wanted anyhow. So I would love to hear from the people and what they think, but I'd be stunned if most people didn't like what the Jets and the Giants did last night.
All right, so a couple things.
Yeah.
For the people that you address first, which is the Giants fan, think about this for a second. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and Drake May all went before you had the opportunity to pick, right? So you're getting, I mean, what? even if you like J.J. McCarthy a little bit better than someone else, maybe the third best quarterback, there are a lot of people who think that Malik Nabers is the best receiver.
Right.
So you get, in a lot of people's minds, probably the Giants too, the most explosive, maybe the best receiver in the draft. That's that part. Second part is this with the Jets. They love the three wide receivers. I was told that they loved the three wide receivers. They knew that two of them would be gone and there was a chance they could get the third one. And because Atlanta decided that they wanted to draft Michael Penix and wouldn't move because they were afraid that Vegas also wanted Michael Penix, there wasn't any chance for them to move up because Chicago wasn't trading the pick because they wanted Adunze too. So they did what they should have done, and which would the thing that we wanted them to do anyway, which was trade down, get more picks, and address the offensive line. The people that are going to call and not like it are would make the same argument that you made for drafting Michael Penix. Now, different, but why are you drafting a guy that's going to be a backup when you're trying to win this year? That's what they'll say.
But you don't know that he's going to be a backup.
Well, yeah, he plays left tackle. Unless Tyron Smith gets hurt, he's going to be...
Oh, well, okay.
I mean, I'm sure they'll work
him
in at
guard. But
unless
Tyron Smith gets hurt, there's a real chance that Tyron Smith gets hurt and misses 9, 10, 12 games. You have no idea.
Right, but I'm just... You asked what people would say. That's what they're going to say.
Okay. Well, you know what? Let me say what I'm going to say.
Because they're going to want Brock... Why didn't we get Brock Bowers?
I don't know. Brock Bowers would have felt really like an odd pick there, 10th overall. Or 11th overall.
Well, dude, I mean, Aaron wanted another... Aaron wanted another weapon.
Adunze, I get. Bowers would have been, I don't know. I wouldn't have loved that. Again, I like what the Giants and the Jets did. And if you don't, that's fine.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Hot Take Johnny sends an email. Dave, while Nabers has the potential to be really good, here's my issue. By no later than mid-2025 and possibly the end of the year, the Giants starting quarterback is going to be most likely the fourth best in the division, let alone NFC. Yeah, but you don't take a quarterback based on what the rest of the division has. It's obvious they did not love J.J. McCarthy. If they loved him, they would have taken him.
Right. I think their interest in J.J. McCarthy, they have to do their due diligence stuff, but was also, I mean, there was a chance that the receiver that they wanted, that Nabers was gone at 5. I think their hope was that Minnesota or some team would trade up above them, take another quarterback, and now they would have their choice once Marvin Harrison was gone. It makes sense. I mean, that's the smart thing to do.
Yeah, I don't think they did
anything
wrong. The
dumb thing to do is just to take a quarterback for the sake of taking a quarterback. That's
right.
Stupid.
If you take a quarterback that you don't love, then you're not going to be employed for long.
Right. I mean, the bigger fear should be that, you know, Daniel Jones just has the inability to get the best out of Malik Nabers.
And to stay healthy, too.
Right. And now he gets frustrated. You know, I mean, has to deal with the same kind. No, listen, Garrett Wilson has dealt with the worst quarterback situation in the NFL and still managed to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. Right? So, I mean, at some point, they're going to have to address it. Now, maybe Daniel Jones does stay healthy and has a really good season.
Well, here's the thing. Well, I think what we've done, and
there's
I
no more excuses.
I wanted a quarterback as well, and I don't think that Daniel Jones is the long-term answer. But now we've all of a sudden become like a fan base and sports talk people that say that Daniel Jones stinks. Like, he's not terrific, but he's not awful, right? And there were a lot of people that said, fix the offensive line, give him a receiver, and let's see. It wouldn't have been my way. I would have taken the quarterback. I would have taken Drake May if that's who you loved. But it's a couple things. You can't force the quarterback, firstly. And secondly, he's not awful. He's fine. You worry about health, and you worry about the fact that there's someone better that you would prefer to have. But that person was not J.J. McCarthy. So you don't just take J.J. McCarthy.
Right. And you couldn't get Drake May. It was out of your hands.
You tried to get Drake May, which, can we spend a minute on, you know, instead of Don crushing me for enjoying the draft, and I always said, and all of a sudden, this is what I don't like, they portrayed this nonsense. And apparently, did you hear this? They said that we said that Justin Herbert was going to be dealt, and we're killing us for it?
Come on, man.
We never said that.
At least get your facts right.
We never said that. But Don has had this awful take about how winning games is so good for the culture and it really buoys you moving forward. Well, you know what? If you didn't win two of those games, you know who you'd have right now? And you know how different your franchise would look? You'd have Drake May and you would have mortgaged nothing. So tell me, you know, I wonder if Don is wearing his Giants jersey in today because, hey, Giants beat the Packers. Oh, goody. Giants beat New England. Meaningless wins. And now you don't have the quarterback that you wanted. So have that argument.
Well, not only the quarterback that you wanted. I mean, say you don't win those two games and you still think Daniel Jones is good. And the only reason why you were so bad was because Daniel Jones was hurt. Did you see, I mean, some of the reports from Renan? What was being offered to get up to three?
Yeah, you could have gotten a king's ransom
right.
For three.
Yeah, like if you believe the coach can coach, I mean, let's get.
And again, I'm not saying lose the game, like don't go out there and lay an egg. But as a fan, the best thing in that moment was to lose those games.
Right, and listen to the show. The other thing I heard too, and I wasn't listening to their show, but that Don was going to have the NFL draft on the big show on the screen with the volume after he got done crushing you and saying you were a loser for loving the NFL draft.
Wait, what do you mean he was going to have the on the big screen with the volume?
He was going to what? So he was going to prioritize the draft.
How is that possible?
I don't know.
Wait, so he crushes me for prioritizing the draft and then he was prioritizing the draft?
I guess. That's what someone tweeted me.
Oh, you know what? Let's not waste time on this.
Oh, by the way, too, I mean, there were teams that actually called the Chargers and tried to trade for Justin Herbert. And they told him to kick rocks, but well, I mean, there were attempts made.
I don't blame those teams, but the fact that there were people that thought that the Chargers were going to trade him is where I have an issue.
What must have happened was someone got word that there were teams making phone calls, and that's why the odds must have switched like that.
I guess I don't know. Very strange. All right, let's get to the calls. We'll start out with he's up bright and early this morning. Ira in Staten Island. Hi, Ira.
Hey, good morning. How are you? And Dave, yeah, I feel for you. But, you know, you can't kill the Giants because there's no point in taking a quarterback just because you want one. If they didn't think highly of them, it is what it is. And as for the Jets, to me, like you guys mentioned, it was the perfect scenario. They got the offensive lineman. They got extra down. A little disappointed. I definitely would have preferred somebody who's going to give an immediate impact. The only thing that worries me about this pick is that you got to hope they got the right guy. I know his bio, you know, it's a pure left tackle, you know, all that other stuff. But there's some other things, and it looks like he's got a lot of developing to do. And, you know, that's what they said about Will McDonald. So I just hope we're not sitting with the same situation where, you know, if he does have to play, he's going to be a little bit on the raw side because he needs development. That's the only concern I have.
Yeah, and I understand that. And, you know, there was so much conjecture that the Jets loved. Was it Fuaga, right?
Yep.
and he went considerably later. So
he actually said, that the Jets did a really good job of not making it feel to him like they were the most interested. Which I think is interesting.
Who said that? Fashanu?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. And thanks for the call, Ira.
I'll tell you what, if he blocks as well as his mom does, I think we're in good shape. His mom was not letting the girlfriend get over there.
No.
No, this is my moment.
I don't know whether she doesn't like the girlfriend or she didn't want to lose the shine there.
Well, she's protecting her baby.
Well, you know what? If he learned anything from her, then he's going to be good.
Here's a good nugget. In 696 snaps, Olu has the third most career pass blocking snaps, played at left tackle without allowing a sack.
He's terrific.
So, yeah, I mean, some of the runs, you know, run blocking stuff, but as far as pass blocking is concerned, Aaron seemed to like the pick too. He said he's a mauler.
And he played it. And what I like, he played at high level competition.
Right. And this is what we wanted, right? Consensus for us is this is what we wanted. And thanks to the Atlanta taking Penix, we end up getting what we wanted. But I mean, there's the real likelihood that Tyron Smith doesn't stay healthy for a whole year, is going to miss time, and Morgan Moses is coming off a pec surgery.
Right.
Like there's one thing that will derail the season.
If the opposition gets to Aaron Rodgers,
yeah,
derail the season. Yes. Mike in Hoboken. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Hey, Brick. What's going on, guys?
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Good. I got a lot of thoughts on the draft. I watched the entire thing last night. But, Dave, I mean, if you look at the Giants season last year, it would have completely fallen off the rails if they didn't have somewhat of a serviceable backup. It was already a complete nightmare. But what the Falcons are doing right now is just hedging their bet. They have such an amazing offensive team.
No. You're talking about a serviceable backup as compared to taking the 8th overall pick with a guy that's completely redundant. It's not apples to apples at all, that argument.
But they're trying to lock in a price tag essentially for 5 years right now.
Why would you sign Kirk Cousins then?
Yeah, for right now though, he's 35. He's just coming off a huge Achilles surgery. They don't know how he's going to perform.
Well, then why would you give that much money?
Yeah, then why would you give him a 4-year, $180 million deal?
Why would you pay a guy like that if you're concerned about his health?
It's not all guaranteed.
What do you mean? Buddy, they're paying him $62.5 million this season.
Correct. Yeah.
Right.
But what are they paying next year and the year after that?
Well, they're still gonna have a $40 million or so dead cap hit if they move on from him next year.
Yeah, they're locking him in for 2 years, and they're going to get Penix in the back end for the next three.
So you drafted a quarterback for 3 years down the road.
They're locking him in.
At least two.
His rating was he's not completely NFL ready. He needs to work on his accuracy.
His accuracy is...
You don't have to work on Penix's accuracy.
It's like the best in the draft.
Right, and he's going to be 24.
No, not over the middle. That was one of his biggest issues right now. He can throw the long ball, but one of his biggest issues is
accuracy. So are you a huge Falcons fan?
No, I'm just a great NFL fan.
All right. Yeah. Listen, I think that you come with an argument. I think it's a poor argument, but we just don't agree. I think it's a redundant pick, and I don't have an issue with the pick if you didn't sign Cousins this offseason.
Right, and why piss off Kirk Cousins?
Who already has a statement from his agent how annoyed he is.
I mean, if I asked you before this draft, Kirk Cousins comes back from this Achilles and plays well, do the Atlanta Falcons have a legitimate chance to win the NFC South?
Do the Falcons have a chance to win the NFC South? Yes.
Right. So why not capitalize on that and use the 8th pick to add something to help this team trying to compete for the playoffs?
You're trying to convince me. I already think that completely. I'm on that side.
Yeah, or why not just sign like... Why not sign a bridge quarterback?
Why not sign
that's not coming off an Achilles?
Drew Lock, right?
Like, and you went to the point where you're being investigated for tampering. You got Kirk Cousins done, and $100 million. And by the way, it's $100 million guaranteed.
It's a fortune of money, and it's an extended time, and it makes zero sense. None.
With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. Constant Contact makes it easy to promote your business with powerful tools like email and SMS marketing, social media posting, and even events management. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. Don't know much about marketing? No sweat. Constant Contact's writing assistance tools and automation features help you say the right thing at the right time, every time. Plus, you can send with confidence, knowing your emails are actually reaching your customers thanks to Constant Contact's best-in-class 97% deliverability rate. Tackle any challenge with Constant Contact's expert live customer support. Plus, everything's backed by their 30-day money-back guarantee. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
At first, I was like, what song is this? And then like, all right, it's Won't You Be My Neighbor, Mr. Rogers.
That's right.
And then the pieces had to get in place. And then it's Neighbor. What's Neighbor? And then there we go. Malik Nabers. It's a beautiful day for an elite wide receiver. I like what the Giants did.
And as you get older, too, the fruit does start to hang a little bit lower. It's gravity.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't.
Again, that's another one.
There.
That's one I should have known.
It's gravity.
I should have known.
Science. Science.
Why is it your fault?
It's really. Science.
Ray, why would that possibly be your fault?
That's awareness. That's what that is.
Right. I'm an intellectual. It's science.
Oh, lack of awareness on my part.
I think that people...
If we were in the draft process, my awareness rating on a scale of 1 to 10 would have taken a hit.
You wouldn't be drafted.
I would have lost a little bit on that one.
I mean, I think people would say a lot of things about you. I don't think anybody would lead by saying, Rick, that man's an... Yeah, that's an intellectual.
It's science, okay?
That, you know what that man is? That man's an intellectual. Time now for the draft report brought to you by Bet365. So, again, I like what the Jets did a lot. I like what the Giants did a lot. The Jets drafted for something they had to have, right? The offensive line has to be good. They did that. The Giants, the only part of this that I find to be frustrating is this is going to be another year of Daniel Jones as quarterback.
Right, but this is the positive, okay, is – you got a player that you think is going to be really good, and now there's no more excuses. Right? Like, you know you can get out of his contract after the season, and for all the people that want to call in and say, well, you really haven't given Daniel Jones a fair shot. Offensive line's been bad, and he really hasn't had the appropriate weapons. Well, you just added one. So, I mean, he has that legitimate number one wide receiver to go along with Wandell and Jalen Hyatt. And we'll see if Darren Waller comes back. But, I mean, for all those people that say, hey, he hasn't gotten a real fair chance to show what he can do, here's his opportunity.
Right. So the offensive line has seemingly been fixed up. And now you've added a game-breaking wide receiver to Jalen Hyatt, who was pretty good, and Darius Slayton, who I don't know if they're going to trade him, what's going to happen with him, and Wandale Robinson. So, yeah, in theory, your receiving room should be a lot better. And your offensive line should be a lot better, which means we're going to get our answer. If you are of the mindset, because there were these, I mean, Mel Kiper is one of these people, right, that said Daniel Jones is still good and you should build around him. Well, that's what you've done. And we're going to find out, because there's going to be no more excuses for Daniel Jones.
Right. And I like the way that both GMs handled it. Joe Shane, I mean, they put in the work and all the work in on the quarterbacks. They let it be known that there were quarterbacks that they liked when clearly there was one quarterback that they loved, and they tried to do whatever it was going to take to get up and get him. Unfortunately for them, didn't work out because New England wanted to take Drake May.
Right.
And now they move on to, a player we feel like might be the best receiver in this draft. I think similar when you heard Joe Douglas's explanation, and I know people were kind of criticizing him and Saleh for like a lack of excitement. Maybe there was a little bit of lack of excitement because I think they really wanted Odunze. And they felt like with him, as much as they, they could use some depth on the offensive line, they felt like the way they made it sound was that Alt and Latham were, you know, two of the best, right? So those two were gone.
Right.
And now, I don't know where they had Odunze graded, but I know they love both, you know, all three receivers. They felt like if they could get Odunze, that's exactly what they wanted to do because they had him that highly rated. But if they couldn't, they would trade back, get more picks, and they felt like Olu was, you know, the third best tackle, and they didn't want to risk losing, you know, that opportunity to take
right.
him.
By moving back more, you move back to 14, 15, you don't know. So I think that the Jets were smart. I think that the Giants were smart, and I you know, it may not be the sexiest, but I think it's what both teams
right, but we
needed.
Also, no, I think, listen, I think it's sexy for what the Giants did. What we also talked about, I mean, hit rates and how much higher the hit rate is, you know, second contract for an offensive lineman than it is for a wide receiver. Wide receiver's at the bottom of that list.
Right. Right. And tight end was down there as well. Bowers would have been. I mean, I get you like him, and he's terrific, but I don't know. I don't think that was the best.
No. Here's the thing. And Ty, who's now your arch nemesis, had a good tweet.
Why is he my arch nemesis?
Well, because he's rooting for Anita and Armani.
I just think that that's tremendously disrespectful right, as my arch nemesis.
Well, I mean, you mentored him. Isn't that
right.
usually how it works, though? Like the whole, like, you know, all of a sudden the guy that you mentor becomes a little bit jealous of you, so he turns, and now he's like the villain, becomes the villain.
That's unfortunate. I like Ty.
I know. I do, too. But he had a good tweet. He's like, I mean, how many times did you watch the Jets play last year and say that the only thing that's holding this team back is the tight end? The thing that's holding back this team is the offensive line, I mean, quarterback, yes, and then offensive line's not good.
Right. It was awful.
So let's shore that up. We got Aaron coming back.
Right. Now you signed the left tackle, and now you drafted the other left tackle, and you brought in a right tackle, so they've revamped the offensive line, too.
Right, and they're still, I mean, maybe you bring in Bakhtiari, too. I mean, the guys are going to get hurt. It happens.
And especially this guy. I mean, Tyron Smith is always hurt. He can't even practice.
Right, and now you also have the opportunity to have, I mean, Tyron Smith, when he's on the field, is
he's terrific.
Maybe one of the best left tackles in football, so now
right.
you get a chance for this kid to learn, you know, learn from Tyron Smith.
Right. Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. That's the Draft Report brought to you by Bet365. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. You want to get back to the calls?
I'd like to just get peppered with phone calls today.
Peppered? Well, you know, we do have the frenzy later.
Because I'm going to try to pretend today that the Islanders didn't lose last night.
Well, and I didn't bring it up yet.
Yeah, that series isn't over. How wrong I was.
It's over.
I'd like to apologize to all Islander fans that asked me if the Islanders would win last night. And I said I had a good feeling about it because I thought Sorokin was going to play great.
He was awful.
He
wasn't good.
I wouldn't say awful, but getting pulled. You saw him, dude. He sat in the tunnel with his helmet on. He was choked.
Well, I don't blame him.
There's a problem with this thing, too. He's your guy. That's your guy.
Well, he was not good last night.
He was not nearly as... No, he was not good, and Freddie Anderson was really good.
Which should never be, like, they should never have the better goaltender.
You would think that as good as Sorokin is, but Freddie Anderson made a couple, I mean, he's done it a couple times. Unbelievable saves.
You hate to get ahead of yourself, but Rangers Hurricane is going to be a... Ooh.
Rangers.
Why would you do that?
What do you mean?
Well, no, I think why he's doing it is because he's got to put a little pressure on the Rangers to get the series over with because it looks like the Canes are going to sweep.
I feel good about the Rangers. They're better than Washington. They've beaten them twice. I mean, I can't look and think about Rangers and Carolina. You know what, Ray, maybe
you can
right.
think about it, but why would you say that out loud?
You know,
Rangers-Carolina is going to be. Like.
So hang on. So I just mentioned the potential of that being a series.
You didn't mention the potential. You talked about it as a series as if it's a done deal.
I mentioned that, and you jumped me. Winthrop sends brooms in a conference final.
No, he deserves to get jumped, and he still does, by the way. He still does get heat
for
that.
I'll tell you what. If the Rangers lose this series, you verbally maul me. Okay?
Done.
All right. And if they don't, then enough.
The Rangers got to take care of their business.
Do you think they won't?
No, I think they will. I'm just saying, let's not take the foot off the gas here. Let's end this thing quick.
I agree.
Because, you know, Carolina's, I mean, poised here on Saturday to end this thing.
All right. Can I ask a hypothetical?
Yep.
An if.
Okay.
It looks like Carolina could certainly sweep the Islanders, correct?
That's right.
All right. Rangers, if Ray, they were to sweep and they would finish off on Sunday night, they wouldn't wait like a week to start that series, would they?
It could potentially start sooner, I think.
Uh-huh. See, that's a question that you ask us, that how would, I mean, in theory, how would,
well, how would Ray know? Because Ray produces the games. No, I think that's a very fair question.
By the way, too, Ray last night, I mean, dude, you're giving us picks before, like 5 minutes before they happen.
You know, I forget what the situation is. I'm in here with faster feeds and...
Well, yeah, right. Like, we don't have people down at the draft, and you're killing me. I was like, I think, is Ray at the draft?
No, Ray's just dialed in. I think he's such a football purist that he knows what's happening.
I was doing all of this while yelling at the television many, many times during Knicks Sixers. Many times.
I wanted to punch Joel Embiid right in the face.
I think we all did.
Everybody did. You're going to be shocked at the emails I'm receiving this morning.
About what?
I'll read them. Oh,
hold on. Hold on. I have the tweet. Okay, you ready for this? The idea, too, okay, that you got Peter Rosenberg, whose favorite team is picking second, and Don, who's supposed to be this diehard Giants fan, team picking sixth with a chance to take a new quarterback, and they're not excited about the draft and would have the nerve to ever think that you and I or RJ or Raymond, the football purist, would even entertain the idea that Justin Herbert was going to be traded is a joke. I got a tweet yesterday, just 12 hours ago. Holy bleep. Don LaGreca just said he's watching the draft over the Knicks to start tonight. The same exact thing he killed Dave for.
I don't know what to say to that, though.
I don't know why. I don't know how you would respond.
Like if you're Don, how do you get up from that? Unless his whole rationale is he's not a Knicks fan. Right? If he says, I'm not a Knicks fan, so I would prefer the draft. But otherwise, it makes zero to very little sense.
Right, but so why not? I mean, you're a huge hockey fan. Why not just have the Islanders game?
It doesn't make sense. I can't answer it for you.
Or the Lightning Panthers game.
That was a good game too.
If you're gonna just sit here and take shots at my guy,
yeah, I don't know. You know what? Let him do. That's fine. We have other fish to fry, as they would say. Let's go to Mendy in Brooklyn. Hi, Mendy. You're on 98.7.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
What's up, Mendy?
Happy Passover, Dave. By the way,
thank you.
I hope that it's been enjoyable for you. Number one, I think the biggest shock to me last night was how much weight Brian Daboll has lost. He is looking so good. Good for him, man. But wow, he's so skinny now. It's crazy to see. But the Giants, right? I'm not happy. It's just that we go ahead and it's Daniel Jones. And for everybody saying how, like, next year's class, it isn't a good QB draft, blah, blah, blah. How many people in the preseason had Jaden Daniels 2, Michael Penix 8, J.J. McCarthy 10, and Bo Nix 12? Absolutely zero. So, like, every single year there are always QBs who jump up out of nowhere.
But sure. At the same you're right about that, Mendy. But do you know you're going to be in the position to get those quarterbacks, right? Because if there's going to be these quarterbacks that rise up the board and you're a better-than-expected team and you're picking middle of the road, because I can't imagine the Giants are going to be great, but they're going to be better. So what happens if the Giants go 8-9 and they pick 15th? Now what are you going to do? Now how are you going to get that quarterback?
I think that Joe Shane is going to go all in next season if Jones is not showing that he's it, because I think that Joe Shane and Brian Daboll just got themselves another 2.5 seasons, because this season you have Jones, whatever, Wash, fine. If he isn't good, okay, fine. We know next season you go ahead and draft a QB, and if it's a down season, yeah, well, it was a rookie at the helm. He has to be better in year two. And then if year two is bad, then I think that everyone is on the hot seat. But at the same time, I also believe that tonight showed that Brian Daboll and Joe Shane aren't going anywhere. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
I think you're right. I think they're not going anywhere. I think they do have job security. And I think the Giants will be better. I mean, listen, you added a tremendous playmaker on defense. You added a stud wide receiver. And hopefully you've remedied the offensive line. So the Giants should be, and if Daniel Jones is healthy, I mean, in theory, the Giants should be a much better team than they were last season.
Right, but listen to what you just said, though.
What?
Like, I mean, the same argument you made to why Joe Douglas was smart to draft an offensive lineman, you just gave me, well, if Daniel Jones is healthy.
Yeah, I don't know that. I don't know that that's going to be the case.
Right. I mean, what's the likelihood that he stays healthy for the entire season?
50-50?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, you hope you catch him in a year where he stays healthy. And now, I mean, we've eliminated all the excuses as to whether or not he can play. So now you can tell ownership, hey, listen, I mean, there's a reason why we structured this deal like this. And he's not the guy. I wonder how much of that played into this pick, too.
What? Into the Giants ownership not wanting to move on from Jones?
Well, no. I think they'd be willing to move on if it was Drake May. So if you guys identify a guy that you love and want to do whatever it takes to get it, go do it.
Okay.
If that's how strongly you feel about it. But if you don't, if you just like J.J. McCarthy and we have the chance to get somebody to help Daniel Jones after we just paid him, I mean, because he's the same guy that said we have done Daniel Jones no favors.
Yeah, but I don't think it was ownership. I think it was.
No, I don't. I'm not saying it was ownership, but I don't know if that was part of some of the conversation. Like, if there's a guy you love, yes, go do it. Absolutely. But if there's a guy you just like, there's no, why would we do that?
Well, I agree with that. I just think that's smart. If there's a guy you like, you pick six. You need to love the player you take. Love.
Right, but I think you also, you have to believe, too, with how, you know, Daniel Jones looked in year one with Brian Daboll, even how Tommy DeVito looked last season, that even if you liked J.J. McCarthy, Daboll could probably make him look pretty good.
Yeah, but do you want to bring in a guy that you can make look pretty good? I think
no.
You want to bring in the guy that's going to be a star, right? You want to bring in a guy that's going to win you a Super Bowl.
With and the sixth overall pick, that's what you want to draft.
Right, and if you don't deem that J.J. McCarthy is a Super Bowl caliber quarterback down the road, then you can't take him.
No, because then you're not being in the same position.
Because then he's Daniel Jones.
Then you're in the same position.
Right. Here is Joe Shane saying the entire time, this is the guy we wanted.
Yeah, Malik was our guy. He's the guy we targeted. Again, we took him. You know the players that were on the board, and we took Malik Nabers.
So, again, I understand if you wanted J.J. McCarthy. If J.J. McCarthy turns out to be a star in this league, then the Giants failed.
Well, what they just told you was the reason. I mean, what they told you was why we asked Jordan on the question. Is Joe Shane that diabolical?
I guess the answer is yes.
The answer is yes.
Right. But remember Jordan yesterday? He's like, nah, you know, that stuff doesn't really happen.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you, though? It'd be stupid not to.
Of course.
Because you know at some point one of these kids is going to be asked the question when they go on their little media tours, and they'll say something like that, which makes it even better for you.
Well, he was probably like, yes.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. It worked, fellas. It worked. Now let's hope Minnesota jumps up there so we have, you know, neighbors sitting there for us at 6.
RJ, going to need you in a moment. Also, Tug McGraw is coming to UBS Arena Thursday, May the 9th. Keep it locked in.
It's not Tug McGraw, you jackass.
No, that would be weird if they brought him back. Yeah. Tim McGraw is coming to UBS Arena Thursday, May 9th. Keep it locked in. Well, I'm so perplexed that it says keep it locked in too for your chance so that I said the wrong name.
Yeah, just expect that the read's going to be wrong.
Keep it locked in, too, for your chance to score tickets in the next hour. Brought to you by Live Nation. Tickets on sale right now at Ticketmaster.com. That'd be a show. Can you imagine if Tug McGraw was coming to UBS?
And you want to know the truth of why I knew that was wrong?
Why?
Why I was even paying attention? Because you said Tug, and the first thing that came to my mind
of
was...
Of course.
Yeah, right.
Great.
So and then I thought about it.
It's not like there's checks and balances, and you're listening to make sure I'm doing the right job. It's because anytime says anyone says anything with any remote sexual innuendo, all of a sudden you hear everything. You're like a dog from a mile away that hears a whistle.
Lucky for you, I was paying attention.
Well, but why lucky for me?
So I could correct it.
But why is that lucky for me? I said it anyway.
But you wouldn't have. You would have just, if I didn't say anything, you would have went with Tug McGraw.
Well, but it said one time. So I would have said Tug McGraw, done the read, and then I'm done.
And then you'd be misinforming people, though.
I think people know.
I help the people out.
Nah, I don't know about that. RJ. RJ.
Hi.
You ready to do this pregame party read with me?
I'll do my best.
Don't do your best. Do great.
What if?
Well, his best is great.
I mean, all right.
It might be.
No,
it might
but he said
be,
he'd do his best.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just do great.
I'll try.
You ready?
Sure.
Second annual DPH on Rothenberg pregame party is less than a week away. 6 days, in fact. Mm-hmm. And on
Thursday, May 2nd.
That's a good start from you. Come out to see the live broadcast starting at 6 o'clock in the morning from
Publicans.
That's right. In
Manhasset.
On
Long Island,
steps away from the Manhasset station on the LIRR, where after the show, we're going to take the train to
Citi Field.
That's right, for the matinee game against
the Cubs.
If you're headed to the game, look for the pregame party in lot
E, like elephant.
That's right. Or Edward.
Or Edward.
Or Eugene.
Yeah, that one's a little tougher, but yeah.
But you do spell Eugene with an E.
That's correct.
And it also ends with an E.
I don't know what that has to do with anything, but yes, it does.
And that's along...
That's along Roosevelt Avenue.
And this is where the greatness fails. Near...
The 7 Line.
It's all brought to you by...
Montauk Brewing Company.
Celebrate the no-frills good life with Montauk Brewing Company, maker of New York's favorite craft beer, Wave Chaser IPA, a highly approachable brew that is packed tropical hops and delivers endless flavor. Chase your wave. And by...
Zing Zang.
America's favorite Bloody Mary brand. Now it's even easier to enjoy a Bloody Mary with their pre-mixed cocktails, available in convenient cans and party-sized bottles. Just open, pour, and enjoy. Please.
That'd be Zing Zang.
Responsibly. How do you feel like you did there?
I think it could be better.
Yeah. You sabotaged you, though.
Who did?
You sabotaged them.
How?
Okay, you were purposely trying to ask him things that were going to screw the read up.
No, what are you talking about?
That seemed like an interrogation.
What does that mean?
RJ, did that feel like a lot today?
Yeah, I really did. You know what? I'd like to...
Oh, you know what? You're unbelievable.
You know, I'd like to go back and change my vote.
Thank you.
We got to go. 1-800-919-3776. If we were playing the pyramid, right? And I said, punk, what would come out of your mouth?
Joel Embiid.
That's right. 1-800-919-3776. Punk, and I wish I could say more. We get to it next. 98.7 ESPN. And now a word from True Green. Are you ready to elevate your lawn game without breaking the bank? True Green has been the trusted choice for over 2 million homeowners for over 50 years. Visit TrueGreen.com today and discover the easiest and most affordable way to achieve a pro-level lawn guaranteed. Plus, enjoy True Green's verified price matching, ensuring you get the best lawn for the best price. Visit TrueGreen.com and transform your lawn effortlessly. That's TrueGreen.com. Your dream lawn is just around the corner.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.